Rav Menachem Goldstein, Yitiv HaTorah.
He tried to explain the difference, the what Chazal are comparing on the Gemara, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. That Mitzvah is compared to candle. Why? Because that's different for the specific times that you are doing that. And like Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokim, but it won't work while you finish. Differently than Torah Or. That the Torah can defend a person even after he finished learning, that's a stronger power. Yes, and he explained that, explained many details that the comparison, that the same as someone walking on his way out of the city, so the light is helping him not to be stepping on bugs and thorns and not to fall into pits and still is afraid from wild animals and robbers, but when started the light of the day, so he can find his way, is not afraid anymore. So that's same idea with the Torah. By the way, there is interesting story. I would call it Hasidic story because I don't know what's the source for the story, but it says like that. That there was a period of history that was a big argument between the group when started the Hasidut, between the Lithuanian world and the Hasidic world. And the Hasidic leader was Baal Shem Tov. And the Litvasher leader was God Mivilna. Huge people. And their students, both sides, were arguing sometimes. Why? Because the system of the Hasidut was to say, every Jew, you are holy, you walk even without learning Torah, just by, you can be closer to Hashem by heart, by emune, by praying, and by tealing, by being happy. And the government said, no, what the Torah commanded to learn Torah, that's the way to be closer to Hashem. Okay, so the story is saying that after 120, when the Goy Mivilna came to next world, so was a big discussion about what to do. Why? Because some of his students ran after the Hasidishers. Even the Baal HaTana was arrested by the Russian government once. Yes? Wow. So that's really wow. That says there are documents from Petersburg, the jail, etc. So that's Lubavitchers of these days are mentioning that a lot because they still continue with the subject. So what happens was that it was discussed and that was criticized. On the other hand, came thousands of pages of Gemara and wrapped the Goy Mivilna not to be damaged because what happened. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, that shows that both of them very high. And these days, the world became much closer. Why? Because, let's say, for example, Chubin is classical Hasidic yeshiva. And what happened was that the Chubino Grof, or I'm speaking of Dov Berish Weinfeld, that wrote a lot of books, he was establishing his yeshiva to make learning in the Yun Litai, Lithuanian way, and all the other Hasidic yeshivas, Shel Gur and other, not all, but many, also are learning the books of the big rabbis that lived at Lita and become much more longest. And also on the Hasidic world, on the Litai world, they are sometimes behaving very much on Hasidic way. Yes, that started. So that started to be closer. But I prefer the way that Chofetz Chaim interpreted that. Chofetz Chaim brought גמורה from מסכס סוקה. That's saying לעתיד לבוא, קדוש ברוך הוא עושה מעגל לצדיקים. So all the tzaddikim will make a circle around the glory of Hashem. And they are singing, the Keli Vanveu. So he's saying the same like on army, you have different troops for aircraft and tanks and so regular soldiers and all the different departments. So also on Judaism, there are many. But all of them are circling the same source of the Torah, Holy Torah and Hashem, mm-hmm. and singing Emunah B'Hashem. So each one is his own. Yes? So that's also important to know, to be pragmatic a bit. Yes, I'm trying to say what my experience and conclusion, that in Dvar Yerushalayim, this is a place that came more than 1,000 students during the last 50 years. Okay? Some of them become this type, some of them become this type. And everyone has his specific character and way to Hashem. For example, Rav Arush. Yes, the famous Rav Arush. He came to Dvar Yerushalayim with long ponytail and jeans and kafkafim, different shoes, okay? And they become a big rabbi of the Breslevers, okay? But that's one way, and that was suitable for him. That's why he succeeded on this way. And others become learning on Mir or other yeshivas, Torah Or, and Chevron and other yeshivas. So every person should find his way. How he should define, he should consult with rabbi. It's not right to say, okay, that's difficult to me to learn Gemara, so I will learn just Chumash or Machshove, simple things, because that's easier for me. Why? Because we know that when you are climbing a mountain, so your legs, you have a head, you are egg. Yes? Why? Because you are climbing up. And when you feel very, very easy, when you come down. So we want to come up, to climb up, to develop our personality. Yes, so I have to make efforts. Mm-hmm. Yes, and specifically, learning Torah is the opposite of our world. Our world is material, and on spiritual world, it goes the opposite. That when you are making the efforts, you are getting the most enjoyment and the most siyata dishmaya. That was last week, Pasha Shavua. The Torah is studying. Yes? So Rashi explains. What do you mean you follow my ways? So he's not saying you will keep mitzvahs. He's saying, Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. That's not Rashi, that's Chazal. So what's amelim? That's making efforts, struggling on Torah. So Torah is not like mathematics, trigonometry, that you can have a Coca-Cola at your hand and air condition and enjoy that. No. The efforts that you are sweating to solve contradiction on sources and to understand what meant the Rashba to say, or the Rambam, or the Tosot, or Rashi, on the Gemara, that's what makes you developed. Yes? So that's a way of learning Torah. So that's why I'm saying that it's not like that everyone will choose what he enjoying easily, what's mm-hmm. easier for him. But there is people that their type of understanding is this type and other different type. And my last example is from the Lomdesher world. There is Reb Shimon Shkop, was one of the Rosh Yeshivas Grodne on Lita. And there was Reb Chaim Brisker. Yes? So I don't know if I'm sure their books are here somewhere. So Reb Shimon Shkop wrote Shari Yosher, and also many books printed from his lessons, white, like thick ones. And Reb Chaim Brisker was like Chidushei Reb Chaim Halevi al Haramba. So the people that learned, both of them noticed that there is typically way of explaining for each one different. Originally it was in Yiddish. Mm-hmm. And in Yiddish, Reb Chaim Brisker said, don't don't ask for vos, ask vos. Don't ask why the Torah is saying like that. Ask what said on this halacha. So he was like analyzing the rules of the Torah from the sources of Rishonim, of the Rambam and Tosot and Rashi and other Rishonim, like very analytic way. And he refused to use the explanation by that looks to me more logical. So he said, my logic is nothing. I have to change my logic to be attached to Hashem logic. And the way that Reb Shimon Shkop used to explain the Gemara to his students was the opposite. He was always asking, let's say someone saw a lion coming on the staff of his friend, and he saved him from this danger. Let's say there was a waterfall or something like that that came down and is blocking, closing the door, closing the tap, whatever. So afterwards, can he demand money for doing that or not? Yes, because his friend's stuff would be total loss. So he used to think the logic way. What's the logic? How he is becoming obligated to you, even that he haven't know about that, haven't asked you, haven't hired you, and why is he owe you to pay you? Yes, so that was his way and his way, and that's both of them were very nice. Okay, now we were on page Zayin, next page. Zayin, I think, or the end of the Vav, left side, now I remember, the left of the so. אבל כאשר עוסק בתורה, 10 lines from the bottom. But when person is busy with the Torah, דבר זה נקרא אור. Learning Torah is like the light, not only the candle. והאור הוא יום, the light is like day, כמו שנאמר, ויקרא השם אלוקים לאור יום. וצדון ברישיס, ויקרא השם אלוקים לאור יום, ולחושך קרא לילה. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu named the period of the time of the light day and the period of the darkness לילה, אוקיי? או כמו שביום לא נמצאו המזיקים שאינם שולטים רק בלילה, the same when on the day we see that all these bad powers of מזיקים cannot walk, cannot damage, so כך כאשר הוא עוסק בתורה, also the same when he's busy with learning Torah, יש לו אור, yes, this strong power, spirituality, yes? He is comparing the material world to the spiritual world, yes? And שאין בו מזיקים, הרודפים אחר האדם. Yes, all these angels cannot fight him, cannot damage him, כן? והתורה מצלת אותו מן הפגעים אשר רודפים אחר האדם להפסיד אותו. The Torah will save him from all these damages. ואמר, and... There is also comparison, there is also Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the Torah that is asking, just a second. There is, on the Torah described, Kriyas Yam Suf, that it was big miracle that they cried to Hashem, and Hashem told Moshe, Netei Yadcha Al HaYam Uvkayo, put your hand on above the sea, and that will be tear into two. Okay. And on the Gemara it said that Rabbi Pichas ben Yoir was going on his way to redeem some Jews that were captured by robbers, and he came to a river that he couldn't go over. So he said, Nahar Chalok Memecha. He spoke with the river, please open yourself into two. I have to go to the other side. So the river said, what I was speaking about, I'm doing my master will to the streaming. So he said, okay, but I'm also doing my master will. I'm going to make mitzvah, so you can't prevent me. Yes, and he was divided, split into two. So Ohana is asking, why is the Gemara is not astonished from this miracle that the river was split? So he said, no, after the Torah was given to people, because the Torah is one of the main purposes of the creation, so to be kept by people, etc., etc. So that's why it's normal that that can occur. The Torah changed the rules of the existence of the world. Yes? So that's similar to what he was saying, there is no mazikim with the Torah. Yes? But I want to be litvasher to say that we should be also understanding that it speaks about leaving the Torah and the spiritual level, not changing for our needs the world. Let's say if someone will decide, okay, now I'm Steve Austin, that when I was young, these days it's say Harry Potter. I will take a broom and I will jump from the roof to fly with the broom. Yes, it won't work. Yes, why? Because it's not the Torah power. The Torah doesn't need you to fly like a bird. Yes. Also, unfortunately, what happened on the Holocaust. Yes, there are many stories about people, rabbis that were speaking the whole time Torah and saved, like Rav Tanzerov. On other hand, were big rabbis that murdered. Yes, were murdered. So I prefer to interpret the meaning of the Torah controlling for the spiritual world, not for our private use. Okay, now we are continuing. Ve'amar she'adayin eno yodea beze derech ma'alech. Even someone that has light torch at his hand, so he still doesn't know which way to go. Till they will be the morning, then they will see all the signs, they will know. Ki av she'esh lo ha'torah, en ze ma'amido al ha'derech ashur u'nochach, נוכח השם יתברך לגמרי מבלי נטייה ימין ושמאל. Even someone that has the Torah still it doesn't change his place into to stand in front of Shem. I'm on page 9. ולפיכך אמר, that's why he was saying yes that's why he was saying הגיע לפשס דרוכים, when he came to road cross, אז יודע שהוא מהלך בדרך הישר. Then he knows that he's walking on the right way to Jerusalem, to Tel Aviv, wherever he needs. מבלי נטייה ימין ושמאל, not falling from the right way, right or left. ובגמורה, מהי פרשס דרכים? The Gemara is interpreting what the meaning road cross. ומפרש לרב חסדא, זה תלמיד חוכם ויום המיטה. Yes, that means when the תלמיד חוכם came on the day that is going to die. Ki ba'odo baguf en adam bederech hayashar asher nochach Hashem. While person is inside his body, yes, the body is like close to our real existence of the neshama. Yes, so when person is in his body, so yesh laguf b'tzad atzmo netiyah v'asara ben hayashar. The body itself has like tilt to go aside, not on the direct way. Why? Because my body demands. I need food, I need enjoyment, I need the rest. And the neshama food is spiritual, not material. And so that's different. ולפיכך, that's why יום המיטה נקרא פרשס דרכים. The day of death is considered the cross. Why? שאז הוא מסולק מן הגוף, then the person himself continue to exist. He is like taking out the shells from himself, coming, continue his existence on spiritual world. ואז האדם הולך נכחו אל העולם הבא. Then he's going directly to העולם הבא. Okay, so we know many stories that were people that were I heard once on the radio, there was one big apicoirus. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, I won't say his name because he passed away and I don't want him to have troubles on next world. But he was once minister, he belongs to Meretz, that party which is against religious and Torah. Okay, so, and he was had a strong power of speaking. So once happened to him that he had a heart attack, and he was taken to hospital, and he was healed for a while. So he had interview on the radio, and I heard his interview, and he said like that he saw that he fell down on the ground, and his daughter and wife crying, and they called the first aid, and the ambulance came, and they saw how his body was taken into the ambulance, and he heard the people speaking around as doctors saying if he has chance or not, and he saw how they tried, and then he felt how he's coming back into his body, and they continue for a while, for a period of time. So even the not religious journalist that made this interview asked him, how can you explain that? You said always that you don't believe at neshama existence. The person is just like animal, and you just now described that you saw yourself outside, you heard what the doctors are speaking, and you saw and you understood everything which happened. So he said, okay, it was a mistake. Yes, it didn't make him religious back, but you see that, and that occurred on much more for to other people, that some people said, I was judged. Yes, there was Rav Simcha Cook said 2 years ago about someone, the old person at his community that came to him. He had lost his conscience, yes, and he said that he came in front of Bezin Shemala, and many angels which were made by his mitzvahs, and many angels which made by his sins, and a lot of discussion, and he saw the majority is to that he has finished his job at this world, and suddenly he heard voice from someone speaking for him. Well, who was this voice? His shul rabbi. So rabbi said he came 30 years, he was a member of my community, he came 30 years to shul for shachas on time. So the judges said, okay, maybe that's what he should do. Many people are doing that. Okay, so he came on time. Okay, also that's what he should do. Many people said. He said, he made a new subject on our shul that people will say amen for their friend, that he will say Birkos HaShachar B'Kol, Anu Yisrael L'Servi B'nei Alevchim B'nei Yom V'Laila, and everyone answered amen. And each day he was asking, and people copied him and made like him. So they were discussing and said, okay, we're accepting. That's big schus, and they returned him back to this world. That's what he told the Rav Simcha Cook, that was rabbi of his neighborhood, that happened to him on this time. So we see there are processes, and it's not the only one. Many stories about
that. Someone from Boston saw the same thing.
Yes.
Mm. He started talking about it. He lived like another couple more years afterwards.
Okay, so we see that it's not only this specific. Every action that you're going, making people to react for better way, that's a big school, special point for you. Yes? So we see that the Torah demands from us also to live our Jewish life in community, with connections to others, not only taking care for our egoistic needs. Okay, so, ולפיכך, that's why Yom HaMita, we said the day of death is considered the crossroad. Why? Because then I'm coming out of the body, and then I'm able to go נכיחו, directly to Olam Haba. ולרב נחם בר יצחק, זה תלמיד חכם וירס חט. Saying, what's according to second opinion of the Gemara, what's a crossroad? Is Talmud Chochem, not with the day of death, with Yirat Chet, being afraid of sins. Ki Yirat Chet, because his fear from making sins put him on the right way, nochach Hashem, מבלי נטייה ימין ושמאל, not to fall down to the right or to the left, עד שדרכו נוכח השם יסבורך. וזה נקרא פרשס דוחים. That's considered the crossroad. אשר כל פרשס דוחים, הדרך ההוא מביאו אל תכלית הליכתו, שאין לה עשרה כלל. Always when you come to crossroad, so you have to decide, right? Going right, left, straight. So that's if someone has the iras shamayim, that makes him to choose the right way to become closer to Hashem. ואין לקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו רק יראת שמיים, כי אף שאינו בעל עבירה, רק שאין לו יראת שמיים, לא נקרא פרשס דרכים. Even that is not sinner, but just he doesn't have יראת שמיים, he won't lead. שאין הדרך מביאו לגמרי להיות עם השם יתברך. Let's say he's enjoying his learning, okay, making fun. But it's not making him tzaddik. Yes, you know, there are students who are learning Talmud on university. Okay, it's not the same like learning at yeshiva to be closer attached to Hashem. רק כאשר יש לו יראת שמיים. Now, third opinion. ולומר זוטרה זה תלמיד חוכם, דמאסיק שמעת עליבא דאחרתא. According to Mazutra, what's a crossroad? It's someone that not only learning, is coming to conclusions on the right way, that is able to be to make what's the aloha, what's the practical directions for him from what he was learning. Pirush aloha shua emet v'ashar. V'av sheshar ha-Torah gam ken nikre Torah. Even the rest of the Torah without the practical is also important in the everyday world. Mikol makom yesh lo k'tzad netiyah min derech ha-emet. אבל תלמיד חוכם דה מסיק שמעת עליבא דאחרתא, בתלמיד חוכם זאת is coming to conclusion according to the הלוכה. That's a way that we considered פרשס דרכים. אוקיי, שהוא נבדל לא מיוחד משאר דרכים, which is different than the other ways. וכל זה מורה כי התורה היא שמביאה אדם אל השם יתברך ולהיות זוכה לעולם הבא, וביותר כאשר מכוון הלוכה. אוקיי, that's for today. Thank you very, very, very much.